KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 51 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping our news, Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports one person died as the result of storms that struck early this morning. The sheriff's office received a cellular 911 call reporting an injury and possible fatality as the result of an unconfirmed tornado at a residence located at 1088 Elk Avenue in Adair County. The residence is about 1/2 mile southeast of the Adair city limits. First responders, including Adair Fire Department, Adair Rescue, and Adair County Ambulance were dispatched, and upon their arrival, rescue personnel located 78-year-old Harold Brownlee, who had sustained serious injuries during the event. Brownlee was flown by air ambulance to a Des Moines hospital. First responders also located 74-year-old Linda Lee Brownlee, who was deceased. Debris from the farmstead landed on I-80 at mile marker 77, and a semi was reported in the ditch at the same location. In addition to the Brownlee residence, there were at least two additional residences and outbuildings at other locations that sustained damage. Law enforcement reported to KJAN that numerous power poles were down this morning across rural roads in eastern Cass County. In fact, a motorist drove over one of the power lines at 4 a.m. on Glenview Fairview Road, which is between 750th or Highway 148 and 760th Streets. According to Cass County EMA Coordinator Mike Cannon, debris from a barn was scattered across Glendale Road as well, but as of 6:50 this morning, that had been cleared off and the road was passable. Cannon encourages area residents who sustained storm damage to contact him at 712-254-1500. The National Weather Service is expected to begin their assessment of the damage this morning. Recent floods have devastated areas of southwest Iowa, and the Atlantic Rotary Club is stepping up to help. The Rotary Club is sponsoring a drive to collect much-needed bug spray that will be delivered to the community of Sydney and distributed to residents in Fremont County. According to Fremont County Emergency Management Director Mike Roselius, as the weather begins to warm, the standing water will make the bug problem worse daily, and this timely donation will help residents focus on rebuilding their lives and homes. Any contribution you can make from $1 to $100 will help in the purchase of the bug spray. Tim Kappel with Kappel's Ace Hardware in Atlantic is working with the Atlantic Rotary Club to purchase the bug spray at cost for both the repellent to put on the body and that which is to spray in yards and buildings. Donors can go to Kappel's to purchase the bug spray or just drop off a monetary donation. In addition, checks can be mailed to the Atlantic Rotary Club, Post Office Box 82, or given to any Rotary Club member. With summer weather approaching soon, the club would like to deliver the first load of donated bug spray by the end of this month. Detter Motor Company has graciously agreed to make the delivery to Sydney and Fremont County. Additional deliveries will be made as needed, and donations continue. Please consider donating to support our neighbors in southwest Iowa in need. Musicians from across the region will lend their talents to a benefit concert later this week, the proceeds from which will go to the victims of this spring's Missouri River flooding. The Shamrock Theater in southwest Iowa town of Imogene is hosting Floodstock 2019 this Friday night. Singer and songwriter George McGargle of Imogene is helping to organize that event.
Some people have lost everything, you know, their house. I mean, it's tough. And, you know, we could raise $1 million and it wouldn't be a drop in the bucket, you know, but we'll raise what we can and we'll try to help out a little bit. If nothing else, they know somebody cares.
Another local musician, Rick Hilliard, says he's seen the extent of the flood damage across the area in Nebraska, Missouri, and southwest Iowa, especially in towns like Pacific Junction or PJ. He said that we played in Plattsmouth at the Hop Yard and had to drive through PJ to get across the bridge, and it's devastating. Hilliard says there's nothing left there. It's heartbreaking. Performers at Friday's concert include McGargle, Hilliard, Omaha recording artist Jocelyn, and Jeff Slater and the Union County Band. Free will donations will be collected. For those who can't attend, donations can also be left at any Bank Iowa location. Also in the news, a traffic stop late Tuesday night in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a woman from Page County. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 40-year-old Tabitha Culbertson of Coyne was arrested at around 11:35 p.m. after the canine Baxo was deployed and gave a positive indication of the odor of narcotics. A search of Culbertson's vehicle was performed, during which the deputies located a container of marijuana. Culbertson was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance. Her bond was set at $1,000. In our funeral announcements, John Peters, age 81, of Ames and formerly of Lewis, died Thursday at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. Funeral services for John Peters will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Howard, age 59, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mary Howard will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Kimball, age 71, of Des Moines and formerly of Brayton, died May the 12th. A celebration of life for Bill Kimball will be held tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Consistory in Des Moines, with a memorial gathering to follow until 6 p.m. The Isles Funeral Home, Westover Chapel in Des Moines, has arrangements. Jolene Hasbrook, age 48, of Audubon, died May the 10th at Bergen Mercy in Omaha. A celebration of life memorial gathering for Jolene Hasbrook will be held Sunday from 1 until 5 p.m. at the St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Mary Wallace, age 88, of Greenfield, died Sunday in Creston. Celebration of life services for Mary Wallace will be held Monday at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Irma Elvira Meyer, age 100, of Weslaco, Texas, and formerly of Atlantic, died April 12th. Memorial services for Irma Meyer will be on June 10th at 10 a.m. at the Lincoln Memorial Funeral Home and Crematory in Lincoln, Nebraska. Janet Salem, age 79, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. A celebration of life memorial service for Janet Salem will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Mitch Postlethwaite, age 61, of Plainfield, Illinois, formerly of Atlantic, died May 18th at his home. Burial will be at a later date in central Kansas. And Joy Carr, age 75, of Anita, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life for Joy Carr is pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.